Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time now for sports, and today we're going to focus on the NFL because the league has had a disastrous few weeks. The latest news came at the wee hours of this morning when the Minnesota Vikings reversed course and announced that they are barring star running back Adrian Peterson from the team while he deals with his arrest on child abuse charges.
Earlier this week, the Vikings had said Peterson would play, but that changed when the outcry from the NFL's biggest sponsors proved too deafening to ignore. Beer giant Anheuser-Busch released a statement saying the company was disappointed and increasingly concerned by the recent incidents that have overshadowed this NFL season.
Incidences such as child abuse and domestic violence that have overwhelmed a league that usually exercises extreme control of its images, and messaging. Well, joining us now to talk about all this is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
Also with us today is Ben Volen. He covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Good to have you back, Ben.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
So let me just first start with a quick question to the both of you, and Ben, we'll begin with you. What is the mood, do you think, around the NFL right now?
Just panic. This is the worst PR crisis this league has faced in a long time, and this is a league that knows about good PR. One of the early commissioners, Pete Rozelle, worked in public relations, and so the NFL has usually been very good about shaping its own message and doing the right thing for its public image. And this has just been one misstep from after another, back from when Roger Goodell gave Ray Rice a 2-game suspension to teams like San Francisco and Carolina and Minnesota allowing their players to play after being charged with some of these crimes. It's just a really ugly time for the NFL right now. And Roger Goodell, all the owners, everyone on down is taking a big black eye.
Yeah. Bill, do you agree? Is this a PR crisis or is it a crisis that's being laid bare because of like core problems in the league?
I think it's both. But I would just say, yes, of course, it's a black eye for the NFL. That is very secondary to the fact that it's a bruised and battered rear end and legs for a 4-year-old child and unconsciousness on the part of a woman who was beaten up in an elevator. And I could go on. The other incidents, there have been over a couple of score of them during Commissioner Goodell's tenure.
So let's talk about that in more detail. We've got some tape from, DeMaurice Smith. He's the head of the NFL Players Association. And yesterday they appealed, the indefinite suspension of Ray Rice, who, as we've mentioned, was caught on video assaulting his fiancée that he knocked her unconscious. But here's what DeMaurice Smith had to say in an interview with the NFL Network yesterday.
If we do want to get this right, we will have to engage in a larger conversation than just a football player, and to have a conversation about what it means to be the husband, the son, the father, the person in your community.
Ben, so talk about that a little bit. I mean, how much is that sort of core, we have to get this right in terms of the culture of the NFL, how much of that is reverberating through ownership, management, and the league itself?
Well, clearly there's a feeling they have to get things right, but only because the videotape got released. If TMZ doesn't release that videotape, then Roger Goodell stands behind his 2-game suspension of Ray Rice and everyone continues on business as usual. I don't think they've learned their lessons when a team like the Carolina Panthers or Minnesota Vikings had to be pressured by fans and corporate sponsors to fit these guys even after everything we've been through with Ray Rice. It's just kind of amazing to me that Carolina defensive end Greg Hardy has actually been found guilty of misdemeanor domestic violence charges and is still continuing to play as he awaits appeal. I think this, the league, if they really were concerned about doing the right thing, these teams would sit these players down. They'd probably have to suspend them with pay. I don't think they could just willy-nilly take their paycheck away, but they shouldn't be on the field. And it's amazing to me that these owners and the league have to be strong-armed by corporate sponsors and outraged fans into sitting these guys. And it just goes to show you that the league is about two things, winning and making money. And they like to claim that it's about being a good role model and setting the right example, but it's not. It's about winning and doing everything at all costs.
So Bill is a cynic right now, correct in thinking that eventually this, I hate to use this language, but this might all blow over because of exactly the reasons that Ben Volen was talking about.
Well, I think the NFL is tremendously popular and it's tremendously powerful, and it could blow over. I think another possibility is that this investigation that will apparently be happening fairly shortly will determine that Commissioner Goodell has lied or at least misrepresented the circumstances regarding when he saw the second Ray Rice tape and what Rice said to him when they had their meeting in July. And if that happens, at least the commissioner might be gone. And who knows, if people are saying, gee whiz, here's a guy who lost a $44 million a year job because he couldn't discipline the players working to generate all that money, maybe things will change. I try to be optimistic about that sort of thing.
Ben, do you think that Commissioner Goodell's job could be on the line after all of this is taken place?
My gut says that he's going to survive this. I think he's made a lot of money for these owners. The 32 owners are his bosses. They employ him. He did a really good job in unifying them and negotiating a great collective bargaining agreement that's put a ton of money in their pockets. So they like Roger Goodell, and publicly they've supported him so far. But if this investigation does turn up that he lied or grossly misrepresented the truth, then certainly I could see his job being in jeopardy. That said, I think he's too smooth to outright lie. I mean, I believe him when he says that he didn't see the video. I just don't think there is an excuse for that. I think it's willful ignorance. And, this was a case of the league trying to hide behind the legal ramifications, and we'll let due process play it out for one of its star players in Ray Rice and just try to sweep everything under the rug and make up their own rules. And clearly they've been bitten by that now.
Well, Ben Volin writes about the NFL for the Boston Globe. Always great to have you, Ben. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which can be heard right here on WBUR's Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Great to have you as well, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.
And by the way, listeners, if you want to see Bill live and in action, he'll be joined by some of Boston's leading baseball writers for an event in Brookline tomorrow at 7:30 in the evening, where they try to answer the question, does baseball help people become American? Dying to know the answer, but don't tell us just yet, Bill. You can find information about that at radioboston.org.
Well, I have a theory about that, but there's no time to go into it. So I'll just say, Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.